What's the difference between a reaction and a response? Consider this quote. Between stimulus and response, there's a space. In that space lies our freedom and power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and freedom. Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning. Imagine for a moment someone does something and you feel angry, frustrated, furious. Maybe your child did something, someone's yelling at you, somebody's disagreeing with you. And then imagine your typical automatic reaction. What do you say? How do you act? Do you yell? Swear, say things that you later regret. Just take a moment to really connect with the reactions that happen inside of you, honestly and tenderly. Now back up and imagine the situation again, but from the point before you respond. First, consider where you feel that anger or tension in your body. See if you can identify where it is. And then notice the thoughts associated with the anger. Are they thoughts of hurt, hatred, revenge, disappointment? What's here for you? Now, in learning how to create space around reactions so that we can respond, can we watch all of this simply observing? Like, that's interesting. I'm feeling really angry. I'm really upset. My chest is tight, my throat, my body is tense. I'm perched, and to act to move into action. With the time that we take to notice all these things, we have created the space between the situation and our typical reaction. Now, sometimes that angsty, anxiety, whatever's going on could still be there. But as we reaffirm that commitment to be with what we're feeling, to notice it, to bring our attention into the body, to pull apart the glue of all these things in a reaction that are stuck together, when we bring awareness to a situation, we can often create enough space between the situation and the reaction so that the reaction becomes a response. A calmer, thoughtful, a choice with a better outcome. So when we practice mindfulness, we're cultivating this ability to observe a situation or an emotion. And when you can observe these things, you begin to know them and respond to them differently. Today's meditation is really about noticing ourselves in reaction and bringing some gentle tenderness to this noticing of reactivity. Just to see what happens. To see what happens when we create this space around reactivity and see if naturally that space yields to a more thoughtful, more intentional response. I invite you to begin by bringing attention into your breath and your body. Taking a deep breath, if you need to really anchor into your body in this moment. Noticing your physical body, how you're holding your body, and any sensations or tension that's present within you right now. Allowing yourself to rest in the breath being an anchor for your attention that you can rely on in moments of reactivity. When I say the word reaction, Notice where you feel it in your body. Reaction. This is practice for those times when you feel reactivity. Really allow yourself to sink into the breath and notice from the perspective of your breath. Notice the tension. Notice any thoughts. Notice the distractions. Returning to the breath. The reactivity can be here, and the breath is here. Notice the space that you are creating by bringing awareness here, right now. Now, as I say this other word, notice where you feel it in your body. Response. Just notice what comes up for you. And notice that you are choosing to respond. I am choosing to respond. In this moment, right here and right now. We respond by bringing attention to what is here on the inside of us so that we can then in turn give the type of attention we want to what's going on outside of us. Take another deep breath if you'd like. And just allow your attention to rest in the breath for a few moments as you complete the meditation.